This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Inspector General reports have regularly found that branches of the military are not effectively complying with the requirements to report domestic abuse convictions or turnover required fingerprints. In 2015, more than 30% were not turned over from the branches examined. Global number of wealthy people with more than $50 million in assets is about 140,900. Half of them living in the U.S., according to a recent report by Credit Suisse. Records obtained by a German newspaper from a Bermuda law firm that specializes in various tax dodges indicates funds or corporations escaping taxes from many well-known people, including the Queen of England, Bono, Madonna, George Soros, Penny Pritzker, Vegas casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, three former prime ministers of Canada, and investors like James Simons, Carl Icahn, and Arkansas's Warren Stevens. Walt Disney Company excluded the Los Angeles Times from movie screens and events in retaliation for their investigation of breaks and incentives Disney had received from the city of Anaheim, California. Disney reversed its course after the Washington Post, New York Times, and others began boycotting its screenings in solidarity. Half of the U.S. population now lives in just nine states. After more than four vetoes by the governor of Maine of Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, Maine voters overwhelmingly voted in a referendum to expand Medicaid. Queen Elizabeth II, according to Appleby documents, used a Cayman Islands fund to invest in a company that owned a share of a British rent-to-own company widely criticized for financing the sale of household items at interest rates as high as 99.9%. Union voters gave President Trump 43% of the tally of their tally, a mere 3 points more than Mitt Romney's, but Hillary Clinton's 51%. That's 7 points behind Obama in 2012 and 8 points behind Obama in 2008, John Kerry in 2004, and Al Gore in 2000. Indeed, Clinton's union household share was lower than any Democratic nominee since Jimmy Carter's dismal 48% in 1990. Fully 6% of union household voters voted for neither Hillary nor Trump, but for third-party candidates. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.